Now the second great vow. The second great vow is, may I eradicate all passions. Now here, there are two questions which arise. First of all, what are the passions? And secondly, how are they to be eradicated? Now the term passions covers all what are described as mental defilements. That is to say, negative emotions, psychological conditionings, prejudices, preconceptions. All, in other words, that binds us to the wheel of life, which makes the wheel of life revolve yet again. Now there are several ancient traditional lists of these passions. For instance, at the list, first of all, of what are known as the three unwholesome roots. And these are craving, hatred, and ignorance. And these are symbolized by the cock, the snake, and the pig of the Tibetan Wheel of Life. If you remember, they stand at the center. When you see this beautifully depicted Tibetan Wheel of Life with its circles and subdivisions, right in the center, right at the heart of the wheel of our own lives, you see these three animals, these three creatures. The one behind, biting the tail of the one in front. The cock, representing craving, the snake, representing hate, and the pig, representing ignorance. Another list of passions is that of the five ashravas. Ashravas is an untranslatable term. Very, very roughly, it may be rendered as the poisonous fluxes. And these poisonous fluxes are craving, hatred, restlessness and anxiety, sloth and torpor, and indecision. I've spoken about these on another occasion. Now, perhaps the most useful of these lists of passions is the list known as the five poisons. You notice they don't have very pleasant names, any of these sets. The five poisons. And the five poisons are distraction, anger, craving, conceit, and ignorance. And while I'm on the subject, it occurs to me that this word poison or poisons isn't used accidentally. The passions, the negative emotions and so on, are poisons quite literally. If you give way to, if you indulge in negative emotions, you're poisoning your whole system. Not only in the metaphorical sense, but even quite literally. And I remember in this connection some rather horrifying experiments which were carried out in the United States. I don't know why it is, but all these interesting sort of experiments seem to be carried out in the United States. And one reads about them about 2 or 3 years later in this country in the Reader's Digest or somewhere like that. But apparently what happened was this. The experimenter, or whoever it was conducting the investigation, got hold of a number of people who were consumed by anger. I believe, in fact, in the laboratory itself, he made these people angry, made them furiously angry. And then, in that state of anger, or when they were in that state of anger, popped a bag or something over their mouth and nostrils, and as they were breathing in and out, of course, a slight film was left. And he kept on doing this. And when the film was thick enough, it was sort of scraped off. And it was brown in colour and found to be a deadly poison. So apparently all the negative emotions are quite literally poisonous. And when we indulge in them, we quite literally poison our own system. You might even have noticed yourself sometimes that when you're overpowered by a very strong, a very powerful negative emotion, especially that of anger or hatred, you may get a sharp stabbing pain, either in the stomach or in the heart or somewhere like that. And this is literally the poison, as it were, eating into your vitals almost. So it is no accident that this particular list of the passions refers to the five poisons. They are quite literally poisonous, and we're poisoning ourselves all the time that we're indulging in them. Indulging in, just to remind you again, distraction, anger, craving, conceit, and ignorance. Now the passions can be eradicated in a number of different ways. But the best thing to do is to attack them at source. In this connection, I remember the Buddha gives a little illustration. He says, suppose there's a gang of robbers operating in the kingdom. How do you destroy them? Or how does the king go about destroying them? He says, he finds out their hideout. And he destroys that. Then the robbers can no longer function, can no longer operate. So with the passions, you have to find their hideout. You have to attack them and root them out, as it were, at source. And where is that? What is their source? Their source, of course, is in the mind. That's where they are to be eradicated. And how does one do that? One does that through meditation. This is one of the results, one of the effects of meditation, that it helps to eradicate the passions. Now, as some of you know, there are five basic meditation exercises in the Buddhist tradition. And each of these meditation exercises is an antidote to one or another of the five poisons.